Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You know, I think we just had too many self-imposed mistakes, and I think that's what hurt us. You know, when you put yourself behind like that, it's hard to catch up. So, just little things we got to clean up. You know, I think I could throw the ball better, we could catch it better. I think it's just a little bit of everything. There's not one specific thing that sticks out, but, you know, it's a bit of a reality check for us. You know, go back and respond this week.
Noontime hour here on Zolak and Bertrand from Gillette Stadium today. Deep inside the stadium.
The bowels.
Yes, underneath. 617-779-0985.
That was Jimmy after the game.
That was Jimmy, right, Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah. A little reality check for them, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least they had a good team that they lost to.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Their comeback, which I give them credit for. Show a little something there, even though you lost. And let's be honest,
that defense plays a lot.
They had a chance to win in overtime if they had a kicker.
San Francisco hits. They hit hard. They do.
How bad was that miss kick in overtime?
Did you see he kicked it in the runway?
Yeah, I sent you that video.
How great! All the way over.
Yeah, but he nailed it before he was iced.
Right.
How great was that missed kick? You knew. I knew he was going to miss it.
Another guy with a stupid mustache.
I knew he was going to shank it.
Another stupid mustache.
I could see. Man, that was coming
from a mile away. All right, be honest as you're watching the game, though.
I thought he was going to make it.
As you're watching the game, you're watching this kid and, like, thinking Nugent and Folk, and this kid's
out
here.
Wait, so he nailed it before he was iced?
No, the
at one point he did. Well, I don't know. I'm trying to think of the...
No, that was the Seattle one. He nailed it. He nailed it.
Oh, you're right. No, you're right. Yeah.
He never got a free kick.
I thought they were going to ice him, but they decided not to, right?
No. Right. He hit all three of his. No, they did ice him, but they didn't. He didn't line up the kick.
He didn't kick it, though.
They called a quick timeout. He did.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
But at any point in the game, you weren't watching that kid as he was making these kicks saying... And you watched him kick the 57-yarder in warm-ups when they showed it, and you're like... Why not a young guy instead of, like, Folk or Nugent? I guess that's why, right?
For that moment.
But during the game, as I'm watching the game, it crossed my mind.
I think the guy would miss a couple.
During the call when they were talking about how great his pregame was, as soon as they said, oh, my God, this call is going to be so great he's going to miss it.
Yeah.
He's going to miss it. Chase McLaughlin is going to shank it now, isn't he?
Yeah.
Man, did he miss it. Yeah. Everything else was good. The hold was good. Yeah. Snap was good.
But to Garoppolo, I thought, you know, he played well at times, but I thought he was shaky for most of the game. And just a little uneasy in the pocket. Even Booger was talking about it. You know, you got to settle down, man. Especially at the end. I thought, you know, the defense bailed him out. They really did. But you can't turn the ball over three times and lead to 21 points. That's his thing. Turnovers are up there. I think 15. He's up there with Baker Mayfield as far as fumbles and picks. So,
how about the fact that after the missed field goal by San Francisco, both teams had three and outs.
They tried to give the game.
That was amazing to me. And after that missed field goal, how much time was on the clock?
San Francisco took like 7 seconds off on their one position.
There's 3 minutes left in overtime.
Three straight of completions.
And both teams get the ball back. And Seattle had the ball for a minute and 16 seconds. And San Francisco gets the ball back, and they went three and out and had the ball for 25 seconds.
You know what drives me nuts? Is I don't understand why some of these play callers, like Shanahan last night.
Like,
or
if you're
Andy
you're...
Reid, you sit there and you stare at your play sheet. Do you have not any gut feel as to what you want to call? Like, don't you have a kind of an inkling as this is the personnel group I have? This is what we worked on this week. This is what I like. Like, they just sit there and they just stare and stare, and it's relentless.
No, but my thought after that is, if you're San Francisco, at some point, do you play for the tie? Do you consider playing for the tie there?
No, you go for the win. You're backed up. You mean at the end there when they got it back, like, and there's time left, you're like, uh-oh, they really don't have timeouts, but what if they give it to them?
When you get a minute 50 left?
You go for it.
Do you?
No, you go for the win. Try to stay unbeaten. So,
three straight passing plays. They took no time off the clock. None. Like, do you consider running a draw there at some point just to pick up some yards in one of those plays? I don't know. Like, just to bleed some clock and make it harder if you don't have success on that
it's
drive?
It's moments like that where you look at a team like Seattle that has been there before, that has the quarterback that's been there, Green Bay. You know, you see Green Bay sitting there at 8-2. You know, even the Vikings, and I know they haven't won big games against teams with winning records. Saints with Breeze. You know, you still kind of put them ahead of San Francisco in that spot as to being, you know, that contender. I think they're too new. I think it's too fresh for them. I think you're going to have a little bit of a lull here.
Jimmy's in New York on that game last night. Jimmy.
Hey, what's going on? So, what's up, Beetle?
How are you?
Hey. I have a question about last night's game. Which team can benefit the most, Patriots or the 49ers, for that one loss? And also, what are your takes on Sam Darnold talking about playoff? Yeah, I would like to know what you think about that. Thank you.
Okay, I don't know how the Patriots would benefit at all from last night's game. Do you?
No.
Okay, Sam Darnold talking about the playoffs, wrong message. We touched on that yesterday.
Unless maybe from his Patriots point down the road, say San Francisco loses home field advantage and it goes somewhere else, would you rather play Breeze, Saints, or, you know?
Well, here, let's play a fun game. Let's play off of that. Sam Darnold, by the way, quickly, bad message. You lose a team when you say that, because anyone with a brain rolls their eyes at that.
Idiot.
What are you doing? You're the quarterback. You're leading your team.
Don't mention plus. Say, hey, it's a win for us.
We need to win a game.
We need to put a couple together here.
I'm going to read you
talk
email.
Playoffs.
Justin emailed during the game last night, so he didn't know that Jimmy G had lost yet, but he said Jimmy G is doing well, but he's overrated. He says it would be a nice story to see Garoppolo against Brady in the Super Bowl, but I've been waiting for Drew Brees against Brady on the biggest stage in football. If the Patriots can improve enough as a team and make it back to the Super Bowl again, what team or quarterback would be the most competitive
this is great. And
interesting for you to see them go against?
This is great.
So let's play fantasy football here, Zoe.
You and I do Radio Row. We're going regardless.
Who do you want to see them play?
And we got 7 days of preparation and talking and 2 weeks to get into this game. Tom Brady versus Drew Brees and the Saints is my number one pick for this year down in Miami. Number two, Tom Brady versus the Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers down there in Miami. Number three, Tom Brady versus Pete Carroll and Russ Wilson, again, rematch from Super Bowl 49, which I think is the best Super Bowl the Patriots have played in lately and their best win.
I'm on board with that.
And fourth would be 49ers, if they get there.
I don't know why you care about the Packers being there.
Brady versus Rodgers. What are you talking about?
He's asking about the quarterback matchup, right?
Yeah,
He's asking, what do I want?
Team and or quarterback.
What do I want to talk about that week?
Like, Brady Rodgers, boring.
We would get
Packers
into that.
Team is boring.
What? Like, I really wouldn't be Brady versus Jimmy.
I could see putting him fourth. How do you
defense.
Not put the Garoppolo angle in there and the 49ers angle in there? Because
you watch that
of the team. Rodgers.
The defense is what's carrying that team.
That's why it would make it more fun. Two great defenses going at it.
Yeah, that wouldn't do anything.
I'm
for
out
that
on
week.
That. I'm out on the Packers.
Yeah. Well,
I would say
that'd be about ratings, the blockbuster. Breeze versus Brady or Breeze versus Rodgers. Those are your two biggest matchups.
I would say number one.
Who's got the game? Fox?
Number one is Breeze.
It's not CBS. It's Fox. CBS is next year.
Breeze is number one because we've just been rooting for that. Breeze is one. Jimmy G.
Should have been Breeze last year.
Is number two. That'd be wild. Jimmy G going against Brady and the angle of Belichick having traded him away and Shanahan in the rematch. That would be fun.
Yeah.
So I'd go Breeze and the Saints. Then I would go with Jimmy G and the 49ers. Then I would go for the rematch with the Seahawks.
I think Seahawks would be fun again. those receivers and big guys against these DBs. Russ.
Tom brings up a good point. This should have been Brady Favre in 07. It should have been Brady Rodgers at one point when the Falcons won, right?
Should have been Brady Breeze last year.
It should have been Brady Breeze last year.
Yep, they got screwed.
They've missed out on a lot of good quarterbacks by losing the NFC Championship game.
Yep, you didn't want Matt
Ryan. A lot of good quarterbacks.
Yep. Did you have fun talking Goff versus Brady last year?
By the way, you'll like this, Jim.
He's Goffle.
Justin here said to say hi to Uncle Jules. So he's a friend of Uncle Jules.
Love that guy.
Emailed in.
Uncle Jules.
Uncle Jules.
Oh,
yeah. Jim's a big fan.
He's opinionated. He needs to get a room with Jimmy the intern.
Oh,
opinions
boy.
Would be flying all over the place.
Oh, boy.
That's a talk show.
Yeah, what a podcast that would be. What's the idea for the podcast, Jim?
Oh, Stutter and Jimmy.
No. Yeah. No. The Bertrand one. It's like a six-pack and like four of us in a room. And
it's a grab bag.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Just grab bag cup, the grab bag pop.
A lot of yelling going on there. A lot of family members yelling at each other.
You bring your dad in, like Portnoy.
Yeah, no, it's me, it's my dad, my uncle, and my cousin.
Not all the time. You just bring
it
in.
No, it's what it is.
Yeah.
It's me, my dad, my uncle, and my cousin Billy. That's what it is. Is the setup.
When I was out with that dinner, Beetle couldn't get a word in edgewise.
I was like, shut up.
That's impossible.
It is awesome. It was awesome. It was a great dinner. I'm one of those that just likes to sit there. I don't like to drink.
Jim observed.
Observe, and it was great. Great
mean?
Conversation. I don't know, some hole in the wall Irish bar.
Oh, okay.
Atlanta.
Let's get back to your calls.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times.
Yep. Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
Best commercial out there right now.
What is?
South Patrick.
Oh, when,
they're sitting there jamming in the Blues Travelers. Yeah. Jamming to this. He takes the, what's that thing?
Harmonica?
Harmonica. He's blowing in his face. I laugh every time I see it.
617-779-0985. Jim, I think our internet may have went down a little bit. Phone screener dropped out on us.
You hear a hum, Hardy?
Yeah, I got a bad hum, too. You guys still have us, right? Tom, we're still connected and everything?
We got you.
Okay, good.
Oh, yeah.
All right, just making sure we're still on the air.
Do you hear a buzzing? Like, zzz.
No. Are you hearing that or are we just hearing that? It's gone now.
I don't hear it.
There we go. Okay, good. As long as you don't hear it.
Good job speaking up, Tom.
Appreciate that.
Thank you.
617-779-0985. And it looks like the phones are back up, too. So we're good.
Was there anything still left over moronically that the Thanksgiving people continue to bitch about? Did you not?
There are a few things in there.
We have more to get to from that survey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, we get to more of it later on.
All right.
I mean, there's quite a lot in there. A lot of data they collected. I bet it would hold up, too. Jerry's in Murrayville. Where's Murrayville?
That's in Pennsylvania.
No, it's not. Big Jim Murray is the mayor of Murrayville.
Is that an actual place? Is that part of a town, or is that
No. It's a way of saying things without saying things. And the New Orleans Saints against the New England Patriots would be the absolute best Super Bowl.
Sure would.
In my opinion, I have something for Zoe.
Yeah, but
now I've called the show many times to get this. But when I call, by the time I get my phone answered, you've already changed the subject. So if you just bear with me for a second.
Sure, absolutely.
Whatever you
Okay, Halle Berry.
You're in Murrayville, so.
Right, exactly. Thank you. Uh-huh. A Vietnam veteran.
Thank you for your service.
getting ready to celebrate Thanksgiving, and Halle Berry, the actress, Halle Berry, drinking whiskey. Now, Zoe, you're sitting in that chair. Beetle, you look this up. Halle Berry drinking whiskey. Zoe, you will stand up in your chair when you see this.
And clap?
Yep.
I'll be happy to see this.
Oh, no, I want it because it's all to do with liking things and Thanksgiving and the giving.
So you're saying I should drink more of this or whiskey?
No. She's at Halle Berry drinking whiskey. She's at a whiskey tasting.
Is she
at like the at the Marshfield Fair. Something like that.
Marshfield Fair.
This is the, done live.
I've been there before. Oh, my it's God. Look at her. She downs it.
Oof. Oh, yeah. That's why I said, I want Zoe to see it because you're
watching
right
it. I just watched it.
And I'm glad you brought this up.
It's like three quarters of a pint glass of whiskey.
Yeah. It's my grandfather. This reminds me of my grandfather. He used to have a glass cart down in the basement. He would have all his whiskey on it.
Have you ever seen anything like that in your life? Oof. Man,
I'm not sure that's whiskey. What does this have to do with anything, though?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, what's it have to do with Thanksgiving?
It was just the celebration and the things that you like and you don't like. And it was like, I had something for you guys. So.
Well, I appreciate that. All right, then. Okay. I'm glad you thought of us when she's at Marshfield Fair.
She was at the San Diego Comic Con when it happened.
Somehow.
In July of 2017.
At the month of July.
Same thing.
In the middle of summer,
Comic-Con,
2 years ago.
Marshfield Fair, same thing.
And you tied her into downing a glass of whiskey into Thanksgiving to give for us and thought of me.
That's what he thought of.
In Murraysville.
He wanted to talk about Gronk, by the way.
Well, he didn't. All right. She downs it. Probably has no vocal cords right now.
Damn. That's unbelievable.
Really is.
Artie's in my heart.
We're impressed.
It's a half a pint glass of whiskey.
It's probably disgusting. It looks like it's even more than that.
That's why I said this. You sure it's not like apple juice?
No.
That could kill a person her size.
Yeah.
She could puke everywhere and get very sick from that.
Yeah, that looks like she's going to be hammered in short order. Yeah, she's going to get drunk real soon.
What's in this cup?
Hey, proud
it's
of
cold
her.
Outside.
She is at Comic-Con. Got to get through that.
How much?
How else are you supposed to get through Comic-Con?
Give me the number right now.
For what?
To get her ass there to Comic-Con to do that. Give me the number.
Oh, that's a good question. What does she get paid for that?
I would assume she's promoting a movie, so it's probably part of the deal.
25 to 50 G for that. Easy.
Just the belly.
Nope, not berry whiskey there, bubs.
That's not like it's the first time she's done that, by the way.
She likes to get after it, huh? And she's not like big. She's not a big girl. Tiny. That's gonna.
You either do that because you're really naive, or you do that because you know you can handle it,
or that you're gonna puke everywhere and it's gonna come back up in about 3 minutes. I can't even watch it. Oh, that turns your stomach.
It was a panel for a movie that she was in.
It had to be a setup, like Ice-T or something, man. Come on,
Kingsman, The Golden Circle.
Oh, that was a good one.
Did you see it?
No.
No, put that in your bad movie.
Okay.
We're not doing movies.
Well, that movie came out in 2017.
Bad thing. No, by the way, what were like bad holiday movies? Like Vince Vaughn's been in a couple.
Four Christmases.
Jeff Bridges was in it. Channing Tatum was in it.
I like Meet the Cranks.
Colin Firth was in it. Julianne Moore. Good names. Halle Berry. Yeah. Elton John.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
A candle in the wind. I never
Kingsman
know.
Kingsman and Fox Films would like to remind you to drink responsibly, not like Halle Berry.
Not like Halle Berry.
Quite right. You chaps, you bring in your liquor and you get ever sicker.
Fox Films would like to remind you. Don't drink like her.
Don't drink the bangers and mash and eat your fish and chips tradition.
You know, speaking of Brits and holiday movies, Zoe.
Yeah.
Really good one. It's pretty much on year round, but.
About a Boy.
Nope.
No, the one with Hugh Grant is.
Yeah.
Yes.
About a Boy. No. What is it? What the hell's the name of it? Why am I forgetting?
I can't remember. Love Actually.
Love Actually.
Right?
Yes.
Yes.
Anytime it's on.
Has he ever been in a bad movie? How funny was the one?
By the way, have you seen him in the Paddington movie?
I have.
No.
It's really good.
I have. It's a good movie.
Legit good
movie. My kids watch it all the time.
It's probably done well.
He plays the bad guy.
9.5 weeks with Julianne Moore. He was hysterical in that with Tom Arnold, and they got in that fist fight. And Barney. It was like
even Mickey Blue Eyes, which nobody likes. I like that one. I like Mickey Blue Eyes.
Forget about it. Forget about it. Forget about it. Mickey Blue Eyes was great. James Caan may be one of the most not appreciated gangsters in movies.
Oh, yeah. I think everyone says that.
No, because everybody thinks De Niro and Pesci. Yeah, not Pesci. Yeah, Pesci and, you know, those guys.
I read a great thing about
Al Pacino.
Yeah.
Like, some guys, like Sonny Black was, I thought, miscast in that movie. Like, they didn't feel like gangsters to me.
Sonny Black and Donnie Brasco?
Donnie Brasco, yeah.
I didn't know about Joe Pesci telling Louis C.K. to stop doing stand-up. Did you know about this?
No.
I read about it yesterday.
Well, why is that?
So Joe Pesci is, I guess, sort of dropped off the face of the earth when it comes to acting.
Huh.
He'd had enough.
He should. After Casino, I'm like...
Well, no, he's just the grind. He just doesn't like it. He doesn't like the...
How are you doing? What do you want me to say?
You know, working, living in a trailer all the time.
Call
and
me a clown?
The long okay. day. He just doesn't
right.
enjoy it.
Right.
And he's got plenty of money. And so he sort of dropped out of acting and started... I guess making jazz music?
Oh, no. He was always a musician.
Really there's under there's... like a pseudonym. Like he's yeah. under a fake name making jazz music. And he dabbled in that. And he's not really acting anymore. He just doesn't want to do it. And so and Louis C.K. tried to get him to do something again.
Oof.
And he was trying to track down Joe Pesci to get him out of this like hiding
yeah.
back in 2016.
Yeah.
And Joe Pesci finally responds to him. Weeks later and says no and you should stop doing stand-up because you're not that funny.
Jeez. Oh, but maybe that's his opinion.
How great is that?
That's pretty good.
Like no and you should stop doing what you do because you suck. That's Joe Pesci.
But if like Pesci told me that, I would take that as like an offense of like he's a mobster and he's gonna kill me if I don't stop doing
well I take it as like
I'll crack you up
if Joe Pesci says I suck maybe I suck
right.
I'd start taking a look at myself, you know?
It's not like it's a Lethal Weapon movie. It's like, okay. It's like, what's his name, Hardy, in that Lethal Weapon? Okay?
Yeah.
Leo Getz.
Leo Getz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was good in that, too. Non-gangster. Give me the gun. Okay, give me a gun.
Speaking of Rob Gronkowski, the caller never got to that point, but what does Tom Brady say about Rob Gronkowski making a return? You will hear what Tom Brady said about that very topic last night. We'll get to that next.
First, our introduction. Zolak Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We bring the party rock. Everybody is on.
Tom. Tommy.
Good one. Like that. Job, Mason.
As he comes back and plays in the stadium, the place got nuts. Boom, boom, boom.
What do you mean?
Big guy. 87.
Oh, for Gronk.
Yeah, it's a song, man.
I thought you were talking about Brady. I'm like, what?
No.
Oh, I'm all confused.
They would play it. There's a good article about that today.
About what?
Stadium. That's right. That's right, Jim. I did see that story today. Let's first get to Tom Brady and what he said about Rob Gronkowski last night in talking to his guy, Jim Gray, on Westwood One. Have a listen.
Well, we got a couple more weeks we can ask this before it's officially put to bed. Rob Gronkowski coming back. Apparently, Mr. Kraft has let him know that he would like him to do that.
I know. You know, I've heard that. And I'm sure a lot of our fans would love to see him come back, too, just because everyone remembers how great he was as a player. But I know Gronk is really enjoying his time right now, and the guys in our locker room are focused on who we have and what we have to do to help our team win. And, you know, at this point, the roster is what it is. You know, I love Gronk as a friend. I've loved him as a teammate. I want what's best for him and his life and him to be happy. But our team has its own mission, has its own journey, and we're on that right now. And it's the guys in the locker room that we have that are going to be tasked with the opportunity to go out there and make it a great season. So that's what we're going to try to do.
So are you saying you don't know? Are you saying we'll see? Are you saying you're not influencing? I mean, he works out at TB12. He's involved with you. He loves Alex Guerrero. You were instrumental in trying to keep him healthy toward the end of his career. So you might have a little bit more insight than perhaps you're leading on.
I know. I don't think I haven't talked to Rob about that. I'm not, like I said before, I'm not trying to influence him one way or another. And he said countless times this year that he's not coming back. So you just got to take his word for it. That's all I really got to say about that.
I'd ask him every day if I was Brady.
Well, that's you, though. That's not Tom Brady.
I guess.
Tom Brady's got more class.
Well, I mean, but if Tom...
He's a classier guy than
But if he's so upset and so whiny about who he has around him, you know, what are we... You thinking about it? Like, give me some hope here. Maybe? Is this why you're here working out?
I don't know.
Do you need me to meet there at 8 to throw some balls to you?
I mean, I hear that, and I swing back and forth on this. I hear what Brady says, and I go, yeah, Brady knows he's not coming back.
He's playing a game, too. I mean, they're all playing a game.
Like Brady hears it, and he knows.
Well, Brady's got to be careful, too, because he's the guy that right now has to go in the locker room with these guys.
Yeah, Brady also has to be careful, though, because if Brady even indicates even the slightest bit that Gronk might be thinking about it, we will overreact and be like, that's it, Gronk's coming back. And Brady knows that.
I mean, we get excited when they play grab ass on Twitter.
So Brady's probably overly cautious, too, to not say anything.
Look at the reactions on Twitter this week when they're all like, oh, we need you, congratulations on the ice shaker.
But that doesn't give us any fuel to the fire of Gronk is coming back, that's for sure. Not even a little bit.
But, I mean, if you're sitting there watching this game last night, you see how Hollister functions. How'd you like Josh and Brady and, like, thinking, like, why can't we get this out of Lacoste?
Can you run some of that misdirection?
Watson, you'd be the block tight end. Run a little cross motion. Let's do a boot. Let's get the ball to Lacoste in a flat. You know?
Is it possible Lacoste can contribute? Because I've considered him zero. I haven't no expectations out of that guy. Is it possible he contributes?
I think he's getting close to coming back.
But even when he comes back, is it possible he just contributes to the offense?
I would think so.
Like more than they have now. Can they run two tight ends with Watson and Lacoste?
Yes, they should be able to, based on who you're going to play. Yes.
All right. Because I've had zero expectation
out of
that.
You've got to be able to mix it up. You just can't go that 13th personnel all day. Yeah, I'll put him in a gun. He's going to get killed. So,
speaking of playing music at Gillette Stadium, Steve Buckley has a profile today.
Bucks have a couple good articles coming out.
On The Athletic. Where's yours, by the way?
I don't know. Might be coming out soon.
Full disclosure, Buck was following around Zoe multiple days to write a big story on him. Buck's doing a lot of big feature stories for The Athletic now.
Getting some information.
Looks like he works ahead, though, because this was like the Giants game was early October.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, this is very in-depth. This is very in-depth. I'm assuming that Buck is going to have a very in-depth piece on Zoe, too. I mean, because obviously a piece of this length, this doesn't come together overnight. But he does it on TJ the DJ, who DJs the games at Fenway, Gillette, and also the Garden for the Bruins. I did notice this paragraph today.
Good gig, huh?
Great gig. It says, talking about one particular game when the Patriots came back and November 24th, Broncos come back, right? Manning, Broncos, that one, the 24-0 halftime.
Yeah, that's the one. You could have your Manning. I'll take my Brady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So things did click for him that night. He's been Gillette Stadium's resident music man ever since. And it was TJ who added Your Love by The Outfield as the Patriots' musical equivalent of Red Auerbach's Old Victory Cigar. He does point out, however, that the song was already being used by Scott Zolak, the former Patriots quarterback who now does middays on 98.5 The Sports Hub and is the Pats' play-by-play radio analyst.
I mean, the basis of all, I mean, we really got to go back to Nick Cattles being the assistant on the show who came up with this with Jim to wake my ass up at noon on Friday.
Well, there's quotes about it because, as TJ says, there's always a story and has more, and he has more to say about Scott Zolak. I'll tell you the rest of that paragraph coming up next.
Good.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Gels to the far side left, near side right Brown. Cash power eye offset right, left wing in motion right comes Purnell. Back to throw Zolak, steps up, fires over the middle. Purnell down in, touchdown. Scott Zolak fires a touchdown pass of 20 yards to Levette Purnell, who was just flat wide open.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
No, nothing?
No. I don't care.
What?
Get my back cracked.
You need that?
Yeah.
Okay. To go back to the story in The Athletic today, Steve Buckley writing about the DJ, TJ the DJ, who I think we've suggested a few things to publicly. I don't know if he's taken those suggestions. It feels like he
probably
has.
Not.
Feels like he has.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
I feel like he's adopted a few things that we've thrown out there as ideas.
Mm-hmm.
He says, there's always a story, TJ says. Zolak apparently had a thing on his show where he would play it on Friday or something. Now,
I can't play it.
Now, wait a minute.
You don't want to play it.
Like, Friday or something. Friday or something. TJ. You can't pretend to not know. Like,
come on, if you know the story, you tell the story.
I mean, you know, Friday or something. Yeah, no, you know what it is. It's Friday at noon. How long has that been going on? That predates
Jim would know.
January 2010.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Jim. Jim would know.
Tang Wei and Zolak.
He says, Wei and Zolak days.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't particularly listen to sports radio, ever. Oh, okay. And so at the end of the game, maybe it was 2014. I don't even know what year it was, actually. The other team called a timeout, and I started playing it. I had been playing it at Fenway for 10 years. It's a great comeback song.
So that's synonymous with Red Sox comebacks,
what,
huh?
What does this have to do? What does that song have to do with comebacks?
I don't know. See, I haven't gone to Red Sox games really during that stretch. Have you, Jim? Have you noticed it?
No, it's not. That's not. Maybe he has played at the Fenway. I have no idea.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know what he's played.
He says, "So I played it, and everyone loved it, and they were singing, and we're about to go, and then the Patriots called a timeout right behind it, and nothing having happened in between." So I went to turn it back up, and the place freaked out, and it kind of became a thing. But I think more people associated with Scott Zolak.
That was actually his. It was divisional around Baltimore.
That's the timeout.
Well, that's the timeout.
That's the timeout. It was divisional around Baltimore.
Because you could even hear it on the broadcast.
I think he did play it earlier in the season, though. That was the season.
Sure.
It was 2014.
Yeah, that's when it started to go.
The Ravens game
was the timeout.
Was the timeout, and the place
went
nuts.
They showed Revis on the big screen coming back. Oh, they honked the horn and kicked it back. He kicked it back up. Yeah. No, that's right. Just got the games confused.
But that's when it started, though. That's what got Hardy to reach out to the band to try to get them to do the liner for us. Right. That whole stretch of time there.
Yep.
But that's not really when it started.
It started in January of 2010 for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. On Friday or something.
Or something.
Yeah.
He doesn't listen to sports talk radio, though.
Oh, and he wouldn't know.
But I think maybe I'm wrong, but I think it got the pop it did because it had 5 years of buildup.
Yeah.
Every Friday at noon, and it became a thing.
so silent on this matter.
I mean, what do you say?
I don't know.
Why'd he come up with this? He's the one who pressed the buttons to play it. I waved.
That's an awesome coincidence, though.
Yeah.
I mean,
amazing coincidence. Amazing.
Go crazy.
Amazing coincidence, is what I would say.
Yeah. You don't want to wear it out. You know what I mean?
No, you definitely don't want to
wear it out. You don't want that thing to ever become Sweet Caroline.
It's an interesting look behind the scenes, though, how the music works at all these arenas and stadiums.
Everything now is about that. It's high tech stuff, man. You're dealing with light shows now.
He mentions the Creedence. Who'll stop the rain? That was a memorable. That was the Colts, right? That was AFC Championship. That was the same season. Right?
Yeah.
That was back-to-back weeks of Ravens, Colts. Right. That was the crowd going nuts with the music. Yeah, it was great.
You got knowing the Red Sox from the building with the three little birds. You got to take advantage of the timing of everything.
Yeah, no, it's all good.
Yeah.
All good. Amazing coincidence.
Just win.
Amazing coincidence. Yes. All good.
Gotta get the crowd going. Let's go.
Get it going.
Jump around like that. You can't play jump around enough.
He was maybe trying to steal your spotlight a little bit there. Steal your song.
Stop it.
Your jam.
Yeah. It is what it is. I said, let that baby sit there. Yeah, playoffs are coming. We'll need to wear it out against Buffalo.
Yeah.
Miami.
Yeah. No need to play it every game.
Make them want it. It's like my kid. Just dangle it there. Hey, want it? Come on.
617-779-0985 is the telephone number.
Hey, Tom. Yeah. Did I just fix my kid's computer yet?
I'll get on that for you. I'll ask.
Skipping school tomorrow. I'm going to come in and
get right on. They're installing an entire new operating system on the entire building, but we'll ask the chief engineer if he's fixed your kid's laptop
to the front of the line.
Don't stay late and fix it.
Email from Mason, who says, let's think about this.
Mason Souza?
No, different Mason. Gordon gets released by the Patriots, Josh Gordon.
Yeah.
And he looked pretty darn healthy last night in San Francisco. Agree or disagree?
He looked the same.
Looked fine. Looked healthy to me.
Looked the same.
He didn't look hurt.
I never looked hurt when I saw him this year, really.
It says they grabbed Sanu. The Patriots grabbed Sanu because Tom wanted him over Gordon.
How many times can you throw a slant?
And they didn't want to keep...
Seriously, how many times can you throw a slant?
And they didn't want to keep both because they think that Gronk is coming back. They don't need Gordon, Sanu, and Gronk all on the same team. Also gives reason as to why Tom is now not whining about his offensive weapons, because if he was, then Gordon never would have been released.
When's Brady speak again?
So was he whining about Gordon? Is he inferring that Brady was whining about Gordon as part of his whining?
No, but that he's now no longer whining, because how can you whine once you say, get this guy out of here, Gronk's coming back. It would be a bad look.
Yeah, I'm just starting to think that the Gordon stuff had nothing to do with health.
And it says, explains why Gordon was released with no explanation, that part of the reason Gordon was cut loose was because Gronk is coming back.
I don't think that's the case. I think if Josh is... I don't know. There's more to this of what went on off the football field, probably. Just based on how the whole thing was handled. Because that's going to outright release and let somebody pick him up who's healthy and he'll be ready to go with a contender.
You guys want the Lisa Salters pregame?
Sure.
About Gordon?
Yes. Tom's
got it.
A lot tonight. Gordon told me he's not really sure what happened in New England, that he's, quote, just as confused as anyone as to why he was released. But he said he's doing great physically. His body feels good. He's just happy to have the opportunity to get back out on the field to show what he can do.
He's happy. He wants to get back out on the field and show what he can do.
What was that, too?
Just as confused as everybody at why he's released.
Philip Dorsett, the day after it, I thought, commented and said something interesting in the locker room. If you go back to that, was, yeah, he's my friend. I'm upset. Yeah. Things happen in this league, you see it, because I don't understand it.
Yeah, he said he was surprised,
surprised.
So they were all caught off
by it. It's not like he trended that, he's been nicked up and just wasn't going to work out. And now guys buy in on it, okay. Guy couldn't get on the field. What are you going to do?
I feel like it's a game of attrition. Belichick has the same answer on all these questions about everybody that he talks about, and I think it's genuine and I think it's true for most of the guys, is we work with them as they're getting better. And as they're elevating, they're moving towards getting better. And once they get to where they're going to be and they don't get better anymore, we have to determine whether that's good enough to be on our roster or we have to let them go. And I think that's a completely objective way of looking at it for guys. If that's the way they saw him,
right.
It's like we've been working with him for a while. He's where he's going to be. He's not going to get any better than this, so it's not worth keeping him around for that. Is it worth keeping him around for what he has, what he is?
Other than a hitch, a screen, or a slant, what did he catch? What go route did he catch? What post route did he go out and get? You know, what dig route?
I mean, he's talked about Gunner and how much he's gotten, how much he's improved, how much he's improved. As long as you're going in the right direction, it feels like they want you on the team.
That kid didn't have a shot when he first got here, and then he just played his way into it. You know, do something different every day. I don't know.
617-779-0985.
Myers played his way onto it, you know?
Let's get to the Celtics and then the latest in the news on Gordon Hayward. He had the surgery on his hand last night. Now we know the timetable. I do want to touch on that, and we'll get back to your calls in 90 seconds.
If Heineken Silver was a 60-second radio ad, it'd tell you all the stuff you need to know in only 30 seconds to keep things light and refreshing. Seriously, time me. Heineken Silver, a world-class light beer that's surprisingly crisp and refreshing, made with only premium quality ingredients and just 2.9 grams of carbs and 95 calories, all without compromising on taste. Heineken Silver, all the taste, no bitter endings. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Enjoy Heineken responsibly. Whew, 30 seconds, that's it. Done. Peace.